champagne glass. Raise the future, dip to the past. Thank the Lord for the friends he cast and the play he wrote for you.
Our next guest on Downtown is a Maine native who's been making great music for more than two decades now. His latest album is called Chasing Beauty, and the Chasing Beauty Tour comes to Slates in Hollowell on October 19th. Ellis Paul joins us on the Tiller and Rye telephone line. Ellis, good afternoon. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rich. Good to talk to you.
How's the road been treating you these days?
Oh, it's been great. Looking forward to coming back to Hollowell. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's you're now based down in Virginia, so these Maine appearances are always a bit of a homecoming for you. But with all the time you've spent on the road through the years, it would seem to me that there are probably not many places that don't feel like home because you've got friends all over the country.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I'm very lucky that way. Every place I go, I have a warm bed to sleep in and great people to hang out with, so I'm pretty lucky that way.
Well, the album has been doing very well. The book that you published just about a year ago, The Hero in You, continuing to get great reviews and wonderful recommendations from people. But exciting news about a couple of new things happening. One is that you've got another song that's going to find its way into a motion picture. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, someone contacted us, the director of a new movie about Nellie Bly, who was an investigative reporter at the turn of the century back in 1900. And they're doing a big movie about her. It's coming out in November, and they wanted to use one of my songs over the end credits. So it's good news for me.
And that movie is called 10 Days in a Madhouse. And then also, I believe later this week, you've got another brand new book coming out called The Night the Lights Went Out at Christmas.
Yeah, I've got two children's books out, so it's sort of been a sideline of mine because I've been doing children's music, and there's been a publisher who's been interested in turning the songs into children's books. So I'm really, really happy. The book looks great. I've been selling it at shows, and I'll have some in Hollowell when I come through.
We're talking with Ellis Paul. He'll be at Slates in Hollowell on October 19th. You've been on the road for a long time, like we said, more than two decades of doing this. But now with a family you've had for several years, how does that change the travel schedule for you and your time on the road?
Well, I don't go for those 30-day stretches, those six-week tours anymore. I just go for 4 or 5 days tops. And it's almost every weekend, and I have some weekends off now and then, but generally it's a Thursday through Sunday kind of thing, and I get back to my kids and hang out for a few days, and catch up with them and be a dad, and then I hit the road again.
Now, the music business has changed so much in recent years as well. Your last album, Chasing Beauty, you got some crowdfunding, some fan funding for that. There are certainly more opportunities for people to have their music heard. Does that provide more freedom as an artist?
It does, almost too much freedom. You don't exactly know what path to take. And back in even the 90s, in the early aughts, there were record labels putting out music for you, and now pretty much, unless you're a really big act, you're on your own, and you have to figure out how to cut through all the social media stuff and all the competing bands and try and find your turf that way. I was very lucky to come along during the label era and have a label deal, and I put 7 albums out on Rounder Records, and that really got me off the ground. So now I have a solid fan base, and I don't have to do a viral video on YouTube in order to make a mark.
Ellis, you came out of that great Boston scene back in the 90s that produced so many talented artists through the years. Is there a scene like that today where the music is thriving and where new artists are getting that support and encouragement?
There are. Brooklyn seems to be a hotbed for young artists right now. That's a really big spot. Nashville has always been a hotbed for country music, but it's becoming more and more indie singer-songwriter, indie rock scene there. Austin, Texas has always been great. But Boston had all these folk stations playing singer-songwriters in the 90s, and because of that, it was a great place to break into the music business and learn how to do your craft, both by watching other people who are nationally performing come through and opening for them, and then just getting a start as an opener for them.
Well, I still have very vivid memories of one of the many shows that you did with us over at Brewer Middle School years ago, of you coming down off the stage and singing 3,000 Miles and not having to do a lot of the heavy lifting because the audience was singing along. I have to think, as a songwriter, there can't be a better feeling than hearing people sing your words back to you.
You know, that is the ultimate compliment. It just means you've really got into their lives, you know, not only under their skin and in their ears, but like you're such a part of their lives that they can recall the song at the drop of a hat. Oftentimes, you know, I've got 500 songs, and sometimes the people in the audience know the songs better than I do. So I'm fortunate for that. You know, I can just look at their lips and watch them move and try and figure out what I wrote.
Now, we should be calling you doctor because, as we talked about last time, you do hold an honorary doctorate now. Have you been called on to use that degree at all?
I haven't had to do CPR or anything. I got it from Umpy up in Presque Isle, which is my hometown, and I got to do the commencement address, and it was a really sweet honor, and it's nice to be remembered by everybody up there, And I, you know, it's good for bragging rights within the family, but I don't bring it up outside of that circle generally.
Now, I did have a couple Brewer guys who wanted me to bring up the fact that they might have beaten you running cross country back in the day, Glendon Rand and some of those guys from back in the 80s.
That's impossible, especially with Glendon Rand. I think I kicked his butt a few times, as I recall.
Well, we're looking forward to the show. It's always great when Ellis Paul comes to town. You're one of the best entertainers in the business. It's October 19th down at Slates in Hollowell, a great homecoming. And, of course, we always say, you know, the Maine guys, the New England guys, know enough to schedule their shows up here in the most beautiful time of year.
Yeah, it's a great time to be up there, and especially the food at Slates is amazing. The desserts are great, and they always treat me really well, and everyone else in the audience.
Well, get down there. Make sure you check out Ellis on the 19th at Slates in Hollowell. It'll be a great time. Ellis, as always, wonderful to talk with you. Continued success, and we'll do it again before too long.
All right. Thanks, Rich. Take care.
You too. 7 minutes to go before the top of the hour here.